Tommy Bradford Park Avenue away, and here we are looking for 5-1 beaten.
Yeah, looking for that for on a personal level, but I think they're obviously will be looking to build on what they achieved on Monday night, which was a 5-0, very convincing win for themselves. So they'll be confident, we go into it confident, and like I said previously, we go there confident and looking after our own results.
It's been a good week for Darlow, hasn't it, really, with the 3-0 win over Blyth and the defeats for Gainsborough and Kers and Ashton on Monday night. It kept Quakers 15th in the table, 3 points above the relegation zone, and maybe start to look upwards now and maybe not so much over the shoulder.
Yeah, it does. You know, I don't want to contradict myself, but I very much do want to contradict myself, but I'm also not a liar, and I'm not going to sit here and say that I didn't look at them results, because I did, and so did all the boys. So the lads are well aware of what's going on elsewhere, but I said, you know, our focus is solely on Saturday, and we're looking to obviously keep our own run going.
Do you see the Blyth victory now as the standard that the players have set, and they must always achieve that standard, or do you want something higher than that?
No, I think that was the standard. I think, you know, I think you can always be better. I don't think anything's ever perfect, but I think the lads laid down a marker, and I think that's probably got to be a standard that they've got to fulfil now. I think it's something that the fans went away and gone, yeah, that was a really good performance. But now, can we be consistent with it? Can we go on a bit of a run and show people that it wasn't a fluke, and we are serious about it? I do genuinely think we are a good team, and good teams produce week in, week out, and that's obviously going to be our aim.
It seemed to be the sort of performance in which every player got to at least 7 or 8 out of 10. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I would. You know, I don't think I would have struggled to pick a man in the match, because I thought there were some unbelievable performances in there. And I'm surprised that they did manage to pick one, because I couldn't have if you'd pressed me on it. But yeah, everyone played really well. Definitely couldn't pick out a bad performance, even off the lads that came off the bench. So it was a great outing. But like I say, we're focused. We've got to achieve that again.
You've got a goalkeeper out of suspension this week. James Talbot is out of suspension now for his sending off at Alfreton, and you've got Ainsley Pearce. So you've got the choice of the two. Which way are you going to go?
Well, obviously, we kept a clean sheet at the weekend, so I think our team's going to be pretty much nailed on for the weekend. Ainsley's been a revelation since he came through the door. And, you know, and I said it at the time, you know, Talley obviously made a mistake. Sorry was accepted, but unfortunately, that's not how football works. You know, someone comes in, takes your shirt. Will Talley be willing to fight it out? I don't know at this point. So Ainsley's got the shirt, and we'll see what the future holds with that one.
What about the support, though? There was 1,500 in there last Saturday, albeit there was maybe 100 or two from Blyth, but what great backing, and hopefully there'll be quite a following down to Bradford on Saturday.
Well, I saw the attendances for the National League, and obviously the North and the South, and I think we hit the top one, which isn't the first, and it won't be the last. So that shows you the level of our support. I think there'll be many people out there that are staying away at the minute because of the form that we've been in. But hopefully that result and results to come will start to bring the crowds back, because obviously everyone knows the situation with the club. It's a fan-owned club, and the more fans through the door means that we get bigger budgets, for example, and it makes cash flow a hell of a lot easier.